CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump says he will be meeting soon with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We'll be announcing a location in maybe a little while, and I think you'll be very happy. We'll see what happens.
Today was the deadline Trump set for Putin to agree to a deal on ending the war in Ukraine. Trump hosted the presidents of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House. He says after decades, they've agreed to stop fighting.
There's nothing to compete with this in terms of what we're doing today. It's just such a great achievement for these two. Really, they'll go down as great leaders for what they did.
President Trump has reportedly directed the Pentagon to begin using military forces against drug cartels deemed terrorist organizations. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Just yesterday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in an interview separately that the designation of drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, which we saw earlier this year, allows the United States to tap its intelligence agencies and the Department of Defense.
There has been international condemnation of Israel's decision to take control of Gaza City, but even within Israel itself, as Deborah Pata reports.
Critics say it disregards pleas from the families, IDF warnings, public sentiment, and lessons from past failures.
An appeals court today tossed out a judge's contempt finding against the administration in the deportations of immigrants to an El Salvador prison. The Justice Department has expanded its investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James in the civil fraud investigation of the president. Legal analyst Lori Levin.
It is pretty unprecedented to go after a prosecutor for doing what prosecutors are supposed to do.
An advocacy group is suing the Justice Department and FBI for records on their handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Democracy Forward wants senior administration officials' communications about Epstein documents and any correspondence between Epstein and President Trump. Astronaut Jim Lovell has died. Our Peter King has a look back at his career.
Jim Lovell was the first man to fly in space four times, and on April 13, 1970, these words from Apollo 13
Houston, we've had a problem.
Became his most famous. An oxygen tank had exploded on the way to the moon.
O2 quantity number two is zero.
Somehow in a crippled command module, the crew had to swing around the moon safely to get home. Their lunar module became a lifeboat. Lovell spoke about it in this 2015 CBS News interview.
The odds of us coming back were about 10%.
Lovell was 97. On Wall Street today, the NASDAQ ended the week at a record high. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine historians know the significance of today's date. On this day, August 8th, Racine marks its 177th anniversary as a city. Racine incorporated in 1848, just months after Wisconsin became a state. An 18-year-old Navy recruit died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The victim, identified as Kayshawn Wilkerson of Ocala, Florida, was found unresponsive at a firing range and pronounced dead at the scene. With more than 1,100 cats and kittens currently in care, the Wisconsin Humane Society is calling for help. They want people to become foster volunteers to help ease overcrowding. There's more about how to help on the Humane Society's website. The future of policing in Sturtevant is uncertain as officials consider shutting down the police department. Officers and union leaders say they worry about losing local control and slower response times. The village is promising a public discussion at a meeting on the 12th. Milwaukee County may soon get its first Costco, and it's not too far from around here. A plan moved forward last night to develop over 20 acres near the Franklin and Oak Creek border. If everything is approved, construction could start next year. And the groundbreaking for Herrick Village marks Racine's first affordable housing subdivision for low to moderate income families. Habitat for Humanity plans to build 12 to 14 homes on a vacant lot along South Memorial Drive using private funding. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are four games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. Had three hard contacts. On base three times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively. And, of course, defensively, he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks, and you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, warm and muggy with lows in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, afternoon storms possible. Staying humid, highs in the upper 80s. More storms around on Sunday, highs again mid-80s. Currently 89 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1970.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. So climb in, buckle up, and don't forget to crank the windows down manually. We're heading back to the year 1970, when bell bottoms were big, gas was cheap, and you still needed actual film to take a picture. This was a year a can of Coke cost a dime, Nixon was in the White House, and your local TV had only three channels, but hey, that was plenty. In the news, things weren't all peace signs and Woodstock leftovers. The war in Vietnam raged on. And in May, four students were killed during protests at Kent State University, a tragic turning point in the anti-war movement. On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Diana Ross and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Today, featuring the class of 1970.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. loyalty, you'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
It's Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1970. Well, the informal contraction ain't is frowned upon by strict grammarians who would also cringe at the double negative that is ain't no, but there isn't any mountain high enough doesn't quite have the same ring to it. Well, in 1970, we lost Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin, the 27-year-old pop singer or rock singer who took little more than 3 years to get to the top, was found dead yesterday in her Hollywood apartment. The coroner said she died of an overdose of drugs. As Joplin once said, maybe I won't last as long as other singers, but I think you can destroy yourself today by worrying about tomorrow.
On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. It's Stevie Wonder and Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1970. Signed, Sealed, Delivered was Stevie Wonder's first track that he produced on his own. After molding it, he sent it to Berry Gordy in Los Angeles, and Berry Gordy promptly released it. Well, in 1970, Willie Mays hit his 3,000th hit.
Mays hits it into left field.
Mills has done it again. He has brought the baseball world to a standstill. With the league president, Charles Feeney, Hall of Famers Stan Musial and Carl Hubbell, and Monty Irvin, who helped Mays at the start of his baseball career, all cheering him on.
And on the radio in 1970, we were listening to Edison Lighthouse, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1970.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy.
It's Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970. Now, that song was featured in the 2001 movie Shallow Hal, starring Jack Black as a man who comes under a spell and sees only the inner beauty of women. He falls for an overweight girl named Rosemary, who to him looks like Gwyneth Paltrow. Well, in 1970, The Flip Wilson Show premiered.
The Flip Wilson Show.
And that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970. Be sure to tune in again Monday afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year.
Today's big deal of the day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Flavors on the fast track tomorrow from 8 to 4 at the Union Grove Car Show on Main Street. While you check out the rides, make a pit stop at Just Brew It for sizzling hot dogs, signature ice cold drinks, and their car show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's Hydration Destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer, and we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing her pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Low, help her say. The finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like my fat. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress.
Tell me now.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song that was written by Kenny Odell, a country music singer and songwriter from Oklahoma. It's been recorded many, many times by many artists, but the first was by Charlie Rich, and it became the singer's first number one hit on the country charts. Here's Charlie Rich and Behind Closed Doors on WRJN.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene. Cause people like to talk, why don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. Cause when we get
hey!
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. In fact, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An 18-year-old Navy recruit died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The victim, identified as Kayshawn Wilkerson of Ocala, Florida, was found unresponsive at a firing range and pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say it was not an active shooter incident, and the case is still under investigation. Racine historians know the significance of today's date. On this day, August 8th, Racine marks its 177th anniversary as a city. Racine incorporated in 1848, just months after Wisconsin became a state. More students participate in football than any other high school sport in Wisconsin, and the season begins soon. Jimmy Koska has more.
High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice.
WRJN will again showcase the best matchup of Racine High School football every week. The game of the week comes back soon. The Downtown Racine Corporation has earned the prestigious Gold Tier status from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The award highlights the DRC's work in making the area a hub for business and visitors. The designation only went to 10 business organizations across the state. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, warm and muggy with lows in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, afternoon storms possible. Staying humid, highs in the upper 80s. More storms around on Sunday, highs again mid-80s. Right now it's 90.
Up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Condition my
clouded in the sand. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh
news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. He's going to tell us about all the new movies opening up this weekend. Brett?
Well, the first movie is Weapons. This is rated R. Julia Garner and Josh Brolin star in the psychological horror movie. When all but one child from the same class mysteriously vanish on the same night at exactly the same time, a community is left questioning who or what is behind their disappearance. The next movie is Sketch. This is a PG adventure movie for families. When a young girl's sketchbook falls into a strange pond, her drawings come to life and chaotic things start happening. As the town descends into chaos, her family must reunite and stop the monsters they never meant to unleash. And the last movie is the highly anticipated Freakier Friday. Rated PG, Jamie Lee Curtis plays Tess and Lindsay Lohan returns as Anna in the sequel to the 2003 hit movie Freaky Friday. 22 years after they endured an identity crisis together, Anna now has a daughter and soon to be stepdaughter. As they navigate the challenges that come when two families merge, Tess and Anna discover that lightning might strike twice. It's still summer and it's a great time to see a movie. So go check one out at your local theater.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Eight days a week.
think about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, here's some good news. Research found that a substance found in broccoli may limit the damage which leads to serious lung disease. The downside, of course, is you have to eat broccoli.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Yeah.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, the Brewers, of course, were off yesterday, back in action tonight to take on the Mets. We've got the pregame for you coming up at 6:35 on WRJN. And Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers Baseball coming up later tonight on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and as we mentioned, Brewers baseball coming up at 6:35. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There has been an arrest after a manhunt in Montana for a murder suspect. Michael Toscano has the latest.
Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton announced that 45-year-old Michael Brown was taken into custody alive after a seven-day search. Details of his arrest have not yet been released. Police say Brown opened fire in the Owl Bar in the rural town of Anaconda early last Friday, possibly escaping into nearby foothills in the northwestern part of of the state.
And some breaking news at this hour. Emory University alerted students and staff today of an active shooter on their Atlanta campus. Few other details are known. On the day President Trump had set as a deadline for Vladimir Putin to come to an agreement on Ukraine, Trump has announced the two will meet shortly.